Nachum, ready? Okay. Again, the shiurim today was Zecher Nishmas David Tzvi ben Dov Mordechai and Lerefua Shleima Zev Eliezer ben Chaya Sheinbaum. Okay. Yud Gimel Amud Beis on the towards the bottom of the Amud by the two dots. About seven lines up towards the end of the line. It says Uvaprakim. Uvaprakim Shoel V'chu. So this is relating back to the Machlokas we had on the Amud before at the beginning of the Parak. So we already discussed the first line of the so far in the Gemara. We discussed the first line of the Mishnah, which was about Kavana. Yiyas Mana Mikrim Kivin Limbuyasa. If you had Kavana or not. But now the next part of the Mishnah is about Hefsik. Hefsik during Kriyat Shema. And we just had two shitos in the Mishnah. Remei Rabbi Yehuda, when are you allowed to be mafsik, and when are you what are you allowed to be mafsik, and what are you not allowed to be mafsik, and when? And we had two different time periods: the prakim and beemsa. Beemsa meant within the paragraphs, and prakim meant in between the paragraphs. So first, the Gemara is going to talk about shita of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says, according to the Mishnah, that in between the paragraphs, shoel mifnei hakavod umeshiv. You're allowed to ask somebody who you have to have kavod for. You have to ask them shalom, and you're allowed to answer shalom. You have to ask and answer. To ask the Gemara a simple question. Six lines from the bottom. Meishim machmas mai. So Remeir says you're allowed to ask and answer. So ilei mevepnei hakavod. Is there a parallel between shoel and meishiv? And the Mishnah says you're allowed to ask shalom, and you're allowed to answer shalom. So the Gemara says hashta mishal shoi. Hadure mi boy, if you're even allowed to ask somebody, shalom aleichem, said kol shekein, for sure you're allowed to answer. So why does the Mishnah even have to say that you're allowed to answer shalom? Asking is a bigger chiddush. Just say shalom b'nei kavod, and we would know meishav b'nei kavod. So it can't mean both kavod. It can't be parallel. So Ella, it must be a different shot. What Remeir means by saying shalom b'nei kavod umeishiv, it must mean he means the following: shalom b'nei hakavod umeishiv shalom l'chol adam. You're allowed to ask somebody b'nei hakavod, somebody who you have to have kavod for, umeishiv shalom l'chol adam, and you're allowed to answer shalom to anybody, which is even bigger chiddush. You're not allowed to ask shalom from everybody. You're allowed to be meishiv shalom from everybody. So that's what Rabbi Meir holds by bein haprakim. But the Gemara says, let's put his whole shita together. We're going to end up with a problem. Because the second half of Rabbi Meir's shita is uba emsa, in the middle of paragraphs, shalom ibn hayira umeshiv. You're allowed to ask because out of fear. Remember yesterday we had the Rashi, the Rush, with the Rishash, what type of fear it is. Shalom ibn hayira umeshiv. You're allowed to ask out of fear umeshiv and answer. So again, meshiv machmas mai. What are you answering out of? What type of answer? It says you're allowed to ask out of fear and answer. Same question as before. Ilema v'pnei ha-yira, if there's a parallel without asking and answering out of yira. So hashtad mishal shoy yadui mi boy. Once Rabbi Meir says that you're allowed to ask somebody out of fear, machmas yira, so surely you're allowed to answer. Asking is a bigger chiddush. So again, it can't be parallel. Ella, it must be ibnei hakavod. It must be that this ba'emsa, the second half of Rabbi Meir, is shom ibnei hayira umeshiv ibnei hakavod. So that's all what Rabbi Meir must mean. We just explained him. The only problem is, if you put this whole shita together, it comes out now that Rabbi Meir is the exact same shita as Rabbi Yehuda. Seth is bothered by that already. Hainu to Rabbi Yehuda. What do you mean? Rabbi Yehuda says the exact same thing then. If this is the pshat of what Rabbi Meir means. Ditznan, four lines from the bottom. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, the next line of the Mishnah. Be'emsa shoba b'hayiru u'meshiv b'nei hakavod. Be'emsa, in the middle of paragraphs, Rabbi Yehuda holds shoba b'hayiru u'meshiv b'nei hakavod, which is exactly how we just explained Rabbi Meir Shita. Uba prakim shoba b'nei hakavod u'meshiv shalom b'chol adam. And prakim, in between paragraphs, you're allowed to ask out of kavod and meshiv shalom to everybody. So it's the same shita. So there's no machlokas. So that can't be pshat of what Rabbi Meir means. So Gemara says, okay, you're right. Chisurei mechsura. Really, there are words missing in the Mishnah, in the text. V'hachik tani. And this is really what Rabbi Meir means. Vaprakim. What was the lashon that we had? Shoel b'nei hakavod umeshiv. What it really meant is this. Shoel b'nei hakavod v'ein tzarech lomer shehu meshiv. Really, it means shoel b'nei hakavod. You're right. And the second half also means kavod. And we ask, there's no chiddush. So the Gemara answers the Nachinami, there is no Kiddush. It's really saying, you're allowed to answer Mibnei HaKavod, and for sure, by the way, you don't even have to say that you're allowed to answer Mibnei HaKavod. That's really what the Gemara means. There is no Kiddush in Meshiv. What the Gemara means to say is that, it says the bigger Kiddush first. You're even allowed to be Shoel, and for sure you're allowed to be Meshiv. Ubaemsa Shobabri Hayira, Ainsar Klamashu Meshiv, Dibur Rabbi Meir, and you're allowed to Baemsa in the middle of paragraphs, you're allowed to ask me Shum Yira because out of fear. And Ainsar Klamashu Meshiv, Dibur Rabbi Meir, and you don't even have to know that, I don't even have to tell you, says the Mishnah, even though it does, the Chiddush of Meshiv, because that's less of a Chiddush. And Rabbi Yehuda Omer, and Yehuda says what he says, Beferish. Baemsa Shobabri Hayira, Meshiv Bri Akavod, in the middle of paragraphs, asking out of fear, and Meshiv Bri Akavod, Ubaprakim, Shom Bri Akavod, and Meshiv Shalom. And in between paragraphs, you're allowed to ask out of kavod and answer shalom l'chol adam. Let's just finish because the Gemara now quotes a brisa, and then I want to say something on back on the previous abad. Tani nami yachu. You also have a brisa that says this b'feirish. Right? We just said in the Mishnah, hey, if you add in words in the Mishnah, that's what it means. Now we have a brisa which says the exact same way we interpreted the Mishnah. Tani nami yachu. Hakori yeshma upaga bo rabo o gadol himenu. If you're saying shema and you met your rebbe or somebody who's gadol himenu, which is somebody who you should have kavod or yira for. So beprakim shol b'nei kavod beinsar chomershu meshiv, which is how we interpret Rabbi Meir Shita. Shoel, and for sure you could have been meshiv. Ubeemza shoel b'nei hayira beinsar chomershu meshiv divrei Rabbi Meir, which is the exact way that we interpreted Rabbi Meir in the Mishnah. That's how we know we're right, because we have a brisa that says a beferish. Rabbi Yehuda Omer beemza shoel b'nei hayira umeshiv b'nei kavod beemza in the middle of paragraphs. You're in the middle paragraph, you're allowed to ask with a year or meshiv b'nei hakavod, u'baprakim shalom b'nei hakavod u'meshiv shalom b'chol adam, period. So we have this brisa which says beferish, which says explicitly the way that we interpreted the Mishnah. Okay, before we continue, just one important point. If you look back on Tosfos, the bottom Tosfos on Yud Gimel Amud Beis, Tosfos says shalom b'nei hayira v'chulu. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda. We paskin l'kula. We paskin like the second opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. To Amar afilu be'emsa meishiv b'nei hakavod. Rabbi Yehuda says, right, he was the mekel shita, that even if you're in the middle, you're mamish in the middle of a hayim shemoa, in the middle of the paragraph, you're allowed to answer mipnei hakavod. Right, you're not allowed to answer stam to your friend, but you're allowed to answer somebody who you have to have kavod for. So says Tosfos now, extrapolating from that idea. So that doesn't apply today. If we see our Rebbe, everybody knows that we're saying Kriya Shema. Does that have any ramifications for us, this man hazeh, that you're allowed to answer Mevdei HaKavod in the middle of Kriya Shema? Says Tosfos, yes. Look what he says in Kedah, not everybody is aware of this. Nire shemutter la'anos kaddish v'kedusha be'emsa Kriya Shema. If you hear Kaddish, if somebody gets up to Kedusha, the Chazak gets up to Kedusha, in the middle of Kriya Shema, you're allowed to say, you have to say, Kaddosh and Baruch Kavod, those two lines, because that's the Iker of Kedusha. Not in the Kaddish, not Yimuch. But at least Kaddosh, Kaddosh, and Baruch Kavod. And we'll see in a minute. Add on Baruch Hu also. We'll add on a few more things in a minute. You're allowed to do that in the middle of Kriya Shema. If you hear a Yehesh Mei Rabbah in the middle of Kriya Shema, you say Yehesh Mei Rabbah. Why? Because we paskin, you answer Mevdei HaKavod. It says Tosfos, Ein Lecha Mevdei HaKavod Gadol Mizeh. If you're answering for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no greater kavod than answering this. So says Tosfos, you're allowed to answer these anios in the middle of Kriya Shema. Aval be'emsa yudches asa, in the middle of Shemona Esrei, you can't answer anything. We paskin, hopefully we'll get up to that on Daf Lamed Tes, I think it talks about it, that what are you supposed to do in the middle of Shemona Esrei? If the Chazan gets up to Kedusha and you're up to Shemona Esrei, so that we'll get up to. Continue. Let's finish two more lines of Tosfos. Umishi mispala levado v'shat magia lemodim. What they're talking about? What you're supposed to do during Shmon Esrei? So let me just mention this. Somebody, let's say somebody's davening, and you're in the middle of Shmon Esrei, and the shliach tzibur gets up to modim, and you're not up to modim. You're in the middle of Shmon Esrei. So what do? Yishche lemodim. We paskin that because the rest of the tzibur is going bowing down. One, we are also supposed to bow down, modim anachnu lach, because the rest of the tzibur, the whole shul is bowing down. So we're supposed to bow down. Aval lo yomar modim, but if you're in the middle of Shemona Esrei, you can't say anything, but you at least bow down. But, and this is what we paskin in Shulchan Aruch, v'dafka shayi be'emsa habracha. You're only supposed to bow down if you're in the middle of a bracha, like you're tzikab shavu gadol ocher yisenu, then they get up to modim, so you can bow down, just like with the rest of the tzibur. But if you're up to, baruch ato Hashem, mekabes yitzchem o Yisrael, then says Tosfos, aval b'sav habracha lo. But if you're at the end of a bracha, you can't bow down. Because then it appears like you're bowing down for the end of the bracha. Baruch atah Hashem, Mekabes. And we know you're not supposed to bow down except for three or four brachos. Right? Magen Avraham, and Modim, and Hatov Shibuch HaLachon HaLahodos. So you can't add any extra bowings that the Rabbanan didn't say. So Lamaisa, if you're in the middle of, what do you do for Modim? You bow down for Modim as long as you're not at the end of the bracha. That's what we paskin. What? The motions for Kedusha, I don't think we do. But the lifting up, because that's not really a Porishman at Sibur. It's not as Nikar. There is a Deya in Rabbeinu Yonah here that argues on Tosfos. Rabbeinu Yonah himself holds like Tosfos. Rabbeinu Yonah says, can anybody think? Says, maybe you can't bring a Raya just because you can answer them if they are covered in the middle of Kriyashma. Who says that you can answer Kaddish and Kedusha? Why would you argue? Isn't that Kaddish Baruch Hu the greatest one yet to have covered for? You're already saying Shemot Esrei. You're already being mechavid him. You're already saying Kriyat Shema. I'm sorry. You're already being mechavid him. So you have to stop to say Kedusha? You're already saying Shema. So there's a day Rabbeinu Yonah that says, you know, there's no Raya from here. You don't break at all. Rabbeinu Yonah argues. Who do we pass him like? We pass him like Tosfos and the other day. In Hilchos Kriyat Shema, the Shulchan Aruch says, and some people, we're not aware, a lot of times we think Kriyat Shema. Oh, no way. You know, we can't say anything. Yehishmei Rab say Kriyashma. No, the halacha is we say Yehishmei Rabba. Lekadish ulek. This is the Shulchan Aruch talking. Lekadish v'lekdusha v'lebaruchu mafsik afilu beemsa ha-pasuk. Even if you're in the middle of a pasuk, it's better to try to finish the pasuk. But even if you're in the middle of a pasuk, says the Shulchan Aruch, based on our Tosfos, you stop and say Amen Yehishmei Rabba v'baruch liolam liomi amalia. Period. You don't say Yisbarach. V'chein l'modim. If you're in the middle of Kriyashma and the Tirah gets up to modim, you say the three words modim anachu lach. You say those three words and bowing. Avalo yomar elotein as modim belvad. The Mishnah Berurah explains the first three words. V'chein baruch lo omar yizbarach v'yesh omrim. And this is also what we pass in the Rama adds to amen she'onin achar birchas hakel hakadosh v'achar shomea tefila yesh lo din kedusha v'yuchalanos osam b'chriyashma. Even the two, there are two other amens, the most special amens of Shemot Esrei, the amen to hakel hakadosh and the amen to shomea tefila, which are two amens to the sections of Kriyat Shema. So those also you say in the middle of Kriyat Shema. All of those. So the Amen of Akel HaKadosh, Amen of Shemei Tzvila, Kaddish, Yeheshmei Rabba, and Kedusha, Kaddish, Kaddish, and Bar Kavod, you answer all of those even Mamish in the middle of Kriyat Shema. Now just the Mishnah Berurah adds, what does it mean by Kaddish? It means Yeheshmei, and it means the first Amen of Damir and Bi'amah Vimru Amen. Because those are the most two, those, Me'ikar Hadin, Kaddish, the most two important ants. The two most important anios in the middle of Kaddish are Yeheshmei Rabba and the first Amen. Zabir Yamavim Ramein, right before Tiskabel or right before Yehesh Shlomo. But, says the Mishnah Berurah, Aval Tiskabel, Yehesh Shlomo, Osa Shalom, Lo Ya'ana Amen, Ke'enu Ala Minhag. Right, the Amen afterwards, or even the Brichu that we say, or the first Amen, Yishkav Kaddishmei Rabba, Amen, all of those are Mita Minhag, so those you don't answer. I remember seeing a while ago, Shem Rav Moshe, that in the middle of Sukkot the Zimra, you don't answer those either. So the Zimra, you don't answer this, so those are Misha Minon. But the Kedusha, just Kadosh and Barak Kavod, but not Yimloch. And then the Mishnah Berurah, interesting, has two days. What happens if you hear thunder, or you see lightning in the middle of Kriyat Shema? You know, you mafsik for that. They say, Mehartam and Niradim, Shema Kol Ramim, Yafsik Vivarak, Lavi Mitzvah Overas. You're going to lose. But Yesh Chokin, and some argue. So it sounds like the Mishnah Berurah ends up saying you shouldn't. You should not answer those. Hopefully you'll hear more thunder or lightning afterwards. But that is the Me'ikar Hadin, what is in terms of Hafsek. But kind of all Shulchan Aruch comes from the Gemara. So it's based on this Tosis right here. No. No. Just Kadosh Kadosh Melech Haaretz Kvodo, Baruch Kvod Hashem Mimkomo. Period. Yes, I think he says Beferish that you do say that. That's included. Yeah, Hainu Amen Yeheshmei Rabba, right? But not Ad Omalia below Yomar Yisbarach, right? Not Yisbarach. If you usually say Yisbarach, shouldn't say Yisbarach. Okay, so that is Tosfos Vayter, top of Yudalad Amud Aleph. Ba'aminei, about the sixth or seventh line. Ba'aminei Achi Tana Dvei Reb Chia MiReb Chia. So Achi, Rashi says, is a person's name. The one who is in charge of saying the brises in front of Reb Chia asks Reb Chia the following: Bahalal Ubu Megillah Mahu Sheyifsok. Can you be mafsik in Hallel and in Megillah? Let's say we're talking about Hefsekim in Kriyashma. What about in Hallel? What about in Megillah? Me, the Bachi is in me. Me, I'm reading on Kal Vachomer. Should I say a Kal Vachomer? Kriyashma da Oraisa Posek Hallel Drabana Mibai. If for Kriyashma, which is a mitzvah da Oraisa, we're mafsik, so Hallel Drabana Mibai. So Hallel is only Drabanan, or Megillah is also Drabanan. So that. Is that a question? Of course you should be mafsik. It's only Drabanan. Oh, Dilma, or shall we say, Persume Nisa Adif? No, or do we say, Persume Nisa is a factor which tells us that even though Daraisa, you don't be mechalik between Drabanan and the Daraisas, be mechalik that Megillah and the Rabbeinu Yonah adds in, Hallel also has an element of Persume Nisa, and therefore you are not mafsik. It's just Mahakesher between Persume Nisa not being mafsik. So I think I once heard, I tried to find it last night, I couldn't, but it's somewhere. Chavrusa said, is it written? Where's it written? I said, it's written somewhere, just got to find it. But the, what Mahakesha between Pursuing Nisa and Hafsek, so I thought at least by Megillah, the Pursuing Nisa is the fact that Yad Hashem is throughout the Megillah, and you only get the message of the Yad Hashem by reading all the events. Right, you can't read it out of order, because the whole galus of the Megillah is seeing Yad Hashem from the story beginning to end. Achashverosh and the whole story of how I'm getting up and how I'm getting down. That's the Pursuim Nisa. Pursuim Nisa isn't one pasuk. Pursuim Nisa is the entire Megillah. When you read the whole Megillah and you're like, whoa, Hashem was behind that whole story, that's the Pursuim Nisa. So if you're Masik, you're going to lose the Pursuim Nisa, because you're not going to see the whole story as one unit. So that's why Dafka, pursuing Nisa, might preclude the possibility of being Mafsik. Okay, so that's why. But again, that's the suffix of the Gemara. By Megillah and by Hallel, are we Mafsik? So Kriyishma is Daraisa, so you should be, because Hallel is only Drabanan. Or do you say pursuing Nisa Adif? Amar Lei Posik Ve'im Bakachlum. You're allowed to be Mafsik, says the answer of the Gemara. In other words, it sounds like we accept the first half of the Chiluk. Daraisa, you can be Mafsik, surely Drabanan. There is a major amount of literature of Mefarshim on this Ibaya of the Gemara. On both sides. The Gemara says, hey, do we say that Kriyishma is Daraisa and Howl's Darabanan? So let's talk about each of those. Kriyishma is Daraisa, Howl's Darabanan. Let's talk about the second one first. Howl's Darabanan. Does everybody agree to that? Howl's Darabanan? There's a Ramban in Sefer Mitzvot that says Howl's Daraisa. That's a big kasha on the Ramban. Gemara says the favorish Hallel is Rabbanan. Gemara says Hallel the Rabbanan la Torah says Hallel on Yontif at least is Daraisa. So that's one answer. Maybe it's not talking about Yontif, it's talking about other Hallels. The Ramban says it's part of Simchas Yontif is saying Hallel. The Hallel on Rosh Chodesh, we'll get to Tosas talks about it, that's the Rabbanan. But Hallel, there are some Hallels that are Daraisa. So this many Mefarshim ask on the Ramban for this Gemara, because the Gemara seems to say Hallel the Rabbanan Mibai. So some will have to answer that some Hallels are the Rabbanan, some Hallels are Daraisa. Right, that's one answer. The Rambam holds all halos of Drabanan. Whenever you say halos, it's at most a mitzvah Drabanan, maybe a minhag, which we'll get to in a minute. But that's what the Rambam holds. There's a Chassam Sofer that says maybe the halon Chanukah is the only Daraisa, even though Chanukah is Drabanan, because it's Al Hanes. But in general, that line of halos Drabanan Mibay is important, because that's a machlokas, whether halos Drabanan or not. The other half is also pretty problematic. Kriyishma is Daraisa. Okay, so to assume Kriyishma itself is Daraisa is okay. But as we mentioned, I think, twice already, what part of Kriyishma is Daraisa? I think we mentioned yesterday, right? There are four opinions. The Ramban holds, what part of Kriyishma is Daraisa? First Pasuk. First Pasuk is Daraisa. So what are you talking about here? Kriyishma is Daraisa, you can't be Mafsik. What do you mean it's Daraisa, you can't be Mafsik? Only the first line is Daraisa. So Rashi says it's the first parasha. Second, right, others, what? We're talking about the first Pasuk. It's maybe, but it's very difficult to say. This whole Gemara is at the first pasuk. We just had a whole Gemara on Yud Gimel Mevayis about what are you allowed to be, not allowed to be mafsik in. The first few psuk in the first parsha, the first three pashios. So it sounds like the Shagas Aryeh, the first siman in Shagas Aryeh, the first two simanim is about Kriyishma Daraisa, Kriyishma Darabanan. He says, what's going on? Kriyishma Daraisa is a riot against the Ramban. What do you mean? The Ramban says only the first pasuk is Daraisa. So what many Mefarshim, many Achronim, have they explained the Ramban is, and the Kilos Yaakov says it here, and that is whenever you have a mitzvah da'oraisa, and it's a small, you have a certain way to do it, but once the Rabbanan expand the mitzvah, expand what you're supposed to say to fulfill the mitzvah, so that expansion also has the status of a da'oraisa. As long as it's a hemshech, it's not a new bria, a din da'rabanan. Megillah is a da'rabanan. That's it. But if there is a din da'araisa, for example, say the first line of Shema, and then the Rabbanan say, they add on to that, and they're mamshech the mitzvah for a little longer period of time, that also has the status of a din da'araisa, and therefore you wouldn't be able to be mafsik. In the Chinami, that helps explain your Gimel on the base. But that's how the Kilos Yaakov and this Gemara explains that the Ramban. That it gives other examples to this as well. That once you have a little bit, like what when we learn Torah, so there's a minimum, how much we have to learn, the chiyuv. Right? You have to learn a little bit by day, a little bit by night. But the more you learn, as much as you learn, it continues, it's part of that mitzvah daraisa. So that's how, another way that you could learn, even if you say that the rest of Kriyishma is not daraisa, that's still how you can learn the Gemara. Okay, but the Gemara answers, posek ve'im b'kach klum, you're allowed to be mafsik. Let's go continue. Amar Rabbah, yamim shahayachid gomer ben ezahalo ben perak leperak posek, days that the yachid
finishes, completes Hallel. Rashi here says it's referring to the 21 days that's listed in the Gemara in Erechin, which we say whole Hallel. Right, all the days that we say whole Hallel, those are the days that you're mechuyit to say it. It's basically all the times that we say Hallel, except for the last days of Pesach and Rosh Chodesh. I think that's it. I think all the other times that we say Hallel, we say full Hallel. But the last days, Chol HaMoed and the last days of Pesach, and Rosh Chodesh are excluded from this first line. So the days that you complete Hallel, you're posik. The Emsa, you're allowed to be mopsik between paragraphs. The Emsa parak ain't a posik. No, but the middle of the parak, the middle of paragraphs, you're not posik. Maybe more chumer than Kriya Shema. The Yom Sheinya Yachid Gomer Benes Hallel, but the days of the Yachid is not Gomer Hallel. Let's say that assumes to Rosh Chodesh or the middle to last days of Pesach. Afilu pe Emsa parak posik. No, you're allowed to even be posing b'emsa parak, because after you're not saying the whole Hallel, it's somewhat of a lower level. There's a machlokas here whether you're even saying a bracha, which we'll get to in a minute. So therefore, you'd be able to be posing. Eini, is this really true? B'harav bar shva ikol gabed Ravina. Rav bar shva visited Ravina. B'yavim sh'ena yachad gomren es a Hallel Havel. It was a day like he wasn't saying the whole Hallel, full of pasuk lei. And when he came, Ravina didn't say hello to him in the middle of Hallel. So is that a right that you can't be mafsik? So Gemara says, no, shani rav bar shva, so l'chashav alei Ravina. No, he wasn't so chashev in his eyes. He didn't think it wasn't mibnei hakavod. It was a friend, but it wasn't mibnei hakavod. So that's why he wasn't mafsik. Period. Just 30 seconds. The Tosis here, the big Tosis. We're not going to go through it, but it's a very important Tosis. I think we referred to it maybe even yesterday. It's about the bracha on a minhag. Do you say a bracha on a minhag? So Tosis here says clearly that it has two deos. He quotes the Machzor Vitri that you don't, and quotes Rabbeinu Tam that you do. And the Ramah passes like Rabbeinu Tam. In general, there are two cases in Shas that are clear, and then the question is, what's the rule and what's the exception? The Gemara says in Sukkah that when you bang Hoshanah, on Hoshana Rabbah, there's no bracha. It's only a minhag. Everybody agrees to that. Even we agree to that. And then there's another Gemara that says, on Yantav Sheni, which is a minhag, the second night of Yantav, you say brachas on Yantav Sheni. You say Lahadak Ner Shel Yantav. You say Kiddush. You say all the mitzvahs, all the brachas that you say, alachilas matzah, we say on the second night of Pesach. Everybody agrees to that, even though Yantav Sheni is only a minhag. What? But minhag, let's say even now, minhag avaseinu biyadeinu. The Gemara treats it as minhag. So those two are clear. Hoshanas you don't say, Yantav Sheni you do say. So what's the exception and what's the rule? So says the Rambam, the rule is Hoshanas. The rule is you never say bracha on a minhag. Yantav Sheni is an exception because people are going to be mezalzel if you don't say Yantav Sheni. Because we know whenever you don't say a mitzvah on something, you don't take it seriously. Haraya, what do we always say? Spiras haomer. Spiras haomer. All of a sudden, somebody loses. Oh, I lost it already. Mom's the bracha is secondary. The mitzvah is the counting. But all of a sudden, we're not saying a bracha anymore if we're fallen. Forget it. We don't count anymore. The Rambam says it's a mitzvah d'oraisa to count. Spiras haomer bizman hazeh. Count! The bracha is d'rabanan. No, we don't do it with the bracha anymore. Forget it, we lost it. But the Gemara is very, the Gemara knows what it's talking about. The Gemara says that if you're not going to see a bracha, you're not going to take it seriously. The Rambam says that's the exception. But Rabbi Tam says, no, Yantav Sheni is the rule. You're allowed to make a bracha on a minhag. And Hoshanas is the exception. Hoshanas, that's not really anything. What are you doing? You're banging on Hoshana. Okay, so the minhag, you should do it. But it doesn't deserve a bracha. So that, this Tosas here, if you have time today, look at it, that's what this Tosas discusses. Halacha l'maisa, the Mechaber Paskins like the Rambam, and the Ramah Paskins like the Tosas and Rabbi Tam. Okay, middle of the page, first wide line. Ba'amine Ashion Tana Dvei Rabbi Ami. May Rabbi Ami, another unusual name, Ashion. Hashari Betainis Ma'ushe Yitom. If somebody is Shari Betainis, he accepted upon himself, Tosa says, a personal tainis. This is not talking about one of the public fast days. If somebody accepts upon himself a fast day, Ma'ushe Yitom, can he taste? Can he taste? Not eat, taste. Rashi here seems to say you're even swallowing it, but it's tasting it to see how the soup is doing. You're going to taste it to see if it needs more salt. But you're going to plan to eat it afterwards. Tosfos says after you spit it out afterwards. But let's go with Rashi now. Rashi seems to say, you know, you're even swallowing it. So the Gemara has the suffix. Achila v'shesiyah kabal alev halecha. Do we say that you only accept it upon yourself not to eat and drink? And here you're not eating and drinking, you're tasting. Or do we say no, that he accepted upon himself not to get any pleasure from any type of food, and you are getting pleasure by tasting, even though it's not an eating or a drinking. So Amalei, the answer of Ami answered, it's mutter to taste. mutter to taste on a personal fast day. Tani nami hachi, and also in the brisa, mat emes ena tuuna bracha, vashroi v'tainis toim v'imachach klum. The Gemara adds on a halacha. Not only can you taste on a fast day, but also if you just taste, you do not have to say a bracha. Let's say you're just tasting your soup. To see how it is, you do not need a bracha, says the brisa, because they fit in, because tasting is not eating. Ad kama, until how much is it called tasting? Rabbi Barbasi, ta'ami at shir d'rabiasa. Right, until the shir d'rabias, which some say is a right to Rashi. Because if you're spitting the whole thing out, what difference does it make how much you're putting in your mouth? You're going to spit it out. Something that's a right to Rashi, the fact that it's giving a shir d'rabias, that might be a right to Rashi. There is, yeah. Oh, so is bracha tali on hana? If you eat something shalom kederach achilaso, is that you need a bracha? If you eat IV fluid, so that I write the lav dafka that you would need a bracha. Might not be tali on hana. It's also leonos meolam hazeh below bracha. That's the hana in achinami. So if you take that lashon, it sounds like hana. But in terms of achila, you might say it's achila. There is a problem here. We're not going to answer it. I'll just mention the problem with the sheets of the Rambam. Because the Gemara seems to link these two halachas. That if you don't need a bracha for tasting, then that's the same reason that you're allowed to taste on a fast day. But the Rambam quotes opposite halachos. The Rambam paskins that a mat emes does not need, if you taste, you don't need a bracha. But the Rambam says you're not allowed to taste on a fast day. So, he's so served that the Gemara, is that a stira mamish? But the Gemara seems to link these halachas, and the Rambam paskins two opposite ways. Okay, according to the Gemara, I don't think we pass in that you have to make a bracha. We might pass in like Tosfos, even though I had that problem with the Gemara. We might pass in like Tosfos. We pass in, I think you have to make a bracha when tasting. Amar Rav, kol anosi shalom lachaveiro kodim shiyispalel kilaso bama. Right, so we have a various range of halachas now, maimers. Anybody who says shalom, says good morning, says shalom aleichem to their friend before davening, is as if you built a bama, because a bama is a personal something before you do a daven. So like you said, you shouldn't be saying shalom aleichem to be before you daven. Don't leave yet. Shenemar chidlu lachem min ha'adam asher neshama v'yapo kiva men echshavu. Right, go away, chidlu lachem, go away from people that have a neshama, because v'men echshavu, what are they nechshav? So the Gemara says, "Al tikri bameh el abama." So it's an allusion to abama, building abama. Ushmol amar, no, don't change the word. But the pashas of the pasuk already tells you the halacha. Bameh chashatu lazeb alaloka. What is this guy? He's just a guy. He's not a god. So therefore, the Gemara says it's also to give shalom to somebody in the morning before you daven. Let's continue for a minute. Matzav Rav Sheshet b'pragim shalom b'nei hakavod meishiv. What do you mean? Our Gemara, our Mishnah spoke about being meishiv b'nei hakavod by kriyishma. That's obviously before you daven. So the Mishnah seems to say you had to give shalom to people before davening. So Gemara answers, Tirgamar of Abba, v'mashkim lepischo. The only problem, says Rabbi Abba, if you dafka go out of your way to go visit somebody before davening, so that is a problem. If you dafka go out of your way, but if you stop and have to meet somebody as you're walking to shul, or if you see somebody in shul, it is 100% mutter, and probably mechuyev. It's a nice thing to do. To give shalom to somebody. The only problem is if you go out of your way. If you're mashkin l'pischo, you go to his house to have a meeting before davening. That is a problem. Rabbeinu Yonath has two opinions here. The Gemara says if you give shalom, is it dafka did in shalom? Because shalom is one of the shemos of Hashem. Shalom aleichem. What if you say, as it's known, safer d'maritav, good morning. You want to say good morning to somebody? Is that better? He has two opinions. One opinion says, yeah, this whole thing is about shalom aleichem, using shem Hashem, not in the context of tefillah. But saying good morning in any other language, or saying hey, I'm just giving that I don't know how to do that people do that's just doing that. So that's, I don't even know what that's called. But says the Gemara only mashkin l'pischo would be a problem. I'm Ravidi Barabin. I'm Rabbi Yisla Barashiyan. So you had a question? Yeah. Shabbat Shalom. That's also Shalom. So it's the same issue. But again, we said, halacha l'maisa, if you're not going out of your way, you happen to see somebody, so then it's mutter. Amar vidi barav and aravitzla barashiyan, asur l'olada masos chafatzav kodem shiyispalo. What's he talking about? Things about davening. So remember what we had a few blot ago. We had you're not allowed to eat or drink before davening. So now the Gemara says, you're not allowed to do your chafatzim. You're not allowed to do your own stuff before you daven. Shenemar tzedek l'fanav yehaloch. First, you should do tzedek. Rashi says you should be matzik HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You should daven. But yatzim l'derech pa'amav, and then go about your way. There's an important Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Shabbos that says, let's say it's a Friday, and you know all the good challahs are going to be sold out. But if you go daven first, and then you go buy, so you're allowed to do tzarchei Shabbos before davening. Because the Mishnah Berurah says that's called chefsi shemayim. That's not called chefsecha. So that's why if there's something that you know you have to get, you go to the store or something before davening because they're going to be sold out afterwards. So then says the Mishnah Berurah, it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to go there before davening. I would say, let's say you're doing tzarchei tzibur also. If somebody goes to get bagels before davening, that's also tzarchei tzibur. That's not chefsei chefsecha. That's chefsei harabim. So therefore, it's mutter. Well, the Mishnah Berurah's case is about Shabbos, but I would say if somebody's going there, and also. The point is, like, to be, like, doing something for a while. If you're stopping by, picking up a dozen bagels, and running to the shul, that might be mutter anyway, even if it was something quick. If you daven first and then go do your way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu also lo chafatzav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu even helps you out. HaKadosh, not only that, should you not do your chafatzav before davening, but if you daven first, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps you along afterwards. Shenemar tzedek lefanav yahaloch v'yasem l'derech palmav. That you should daven, and then, v'yasem, now is Hashem as the subject, Hashem is going to help you out on your way. Amrab Yonah, Amrab Zera. Kol halon shivas yamim below chalom nikra ra. Something about Hashem that we're going to talk about in about 40 blot. The last parak of Brachas is all about dreams, so we're not going to get into it now. But anybody who sleeps for 7 days without having a dream is bad, whatever that means. Shenemar v'saveya yalin bali pakeid ra. The pasuk says literally, if you sleep satiated, it says saveya bali pakeid ra. But we darshan from there altikra saveya el sheva. So it's as if the pasuk says v'sheva yalin bali pakeid. If you sleep for 7 days without being nifkad, without any message coming to you, ra. So then it's not good. Okay, we're not going to talk about that now. But the marsha here says, look what I wrote later. So it's good enough for the marsha, good enough for me. Amalei Rav Acha, Bereid Rav Chia Bar Abba, Hachi Amar Rav Chia Bar Amar Rav Yochanan. Right, we have another saying based on this pasuk. This one we can talk about. Kol Masbia Atzmo Bidivrei Torah, V'lan Ein Mevasen Oso B'Sos Ros. If somebody stops themselves, if somebody's Masbia themselves with Divrei Torah before they go to sleep, so then Mevasen Oso Ein Mevasen Oso B'Sos Ros, then it's great. No bad tidings are told to him. Got it before we go to sleep. That's a great lashon. Masbia atzmo b'divrei Torah. We got to stuff ourselves with Torah before we go to sleep at night. Shneemar, as the pasuk says, saveya yolin. If you satiate yourselves with Torah, bali pakid ra, no bear is going to come. Okay. Elohim bein aprog. Amar b'yavo amar b'yochanan halacha k'rab Yehuda. The amar bein alkechem la'emes v'yasev l'yafsek. Says the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah listed off on the previous daf. What are the paragraphs? So the first, the Tanakhama said, Hashem Elokeichem and Emes, that's a break. But we pass on like Rabbi Yehuda, who said there's no break between Hashem Elokeichem and Emes. It's all one Hemshach. Amar Rebbevahu Amar Rebbe Yochanan, my time is Rabbi Yehuda. What's the source of Rabbi Yehuda? Dafsiv, there's another pasuk in Yirmiyahu that says Hashem Elokim Emes. Right? Therefore you see, the Emes is close to Elokim, and that's why you're not mafsik. Choser v'omer Emes, o eino choser v'omer Emes. Let's say you're waiting for the chazan to end off emes. So you said Hashem Elokeichem emes, and you stopped and you're waiting. Or let's say you were mafsik for some reason. Do you repeat the word emes when you start the Yatzav and Achon? Asks the Gemara. Let's say you were waiting a few minutes for the chazan to end off. So the Gemara answers, Amar Rivo, Amar Rav Yochanan, Chozer Rav Yomer emes. Rav Yochanan says, yes. Rabba Amar, we pass it like Rabba, Eino Chozer Rav Yomer emes. You don't go, you don't repeat the word emes when you start. We start Yatzav Adachan Cham Yashar or Vemuna Chalzos. That's what we paskin. The Shulchan Aruch points out, though, in Hilchos Kriya Shemen Simen Samach Aleph, important halacha, that when a chazin repeats Shemona Es, says Hashem Elokeichem emes, the chazin is supposed to say Hashem Elokeichem emes first to himself. And then when he says it out loud, that's supposed to be the second time he's saying it. Why is that? It's based on the Zohar. The Zohar in Parshas Vayera. The Zohar says, the Shulchan Aruch says that Kriya Shema has 245 words. So we always like to have 248, right? Rama Chivarav. So how do you get 248? So the Shulchan Aruch says, with the Chazan. If we say 245, then the Chazan says an extra 3, because he repeats Hashem Elokeichem Emes. So then, that's how we get on an extra 3, we get up to 248. So that's what you do with Tzibur. What if you're home alone? That doesn't help. So that's why the Rama adds, that's why at home you're supposed to say Kel Melech Neman before you start. You don't say Kel Melech Neman in Shul, only at home, again, to add on the 3 words, so you end up with 248. Okay?
Even the Chazan.
That's three extra, exactly. He's saying it on behalf of, that's how you were supposed to, let's say we're in the middle of Shah, we didn't finish yet. So if the Chazan starts saying, I'm supposed to stop and listen. Because we want those three words to count for us also. But the Chazan is supposed to repeat. So the first, we're not supposed to hear the first, and then when he says it out loud, that's supposed to be a second time. So the Gemara here was talking about a Yachid. A Yachid is not supposed to say the word MS again.
And the person behind,
you can listen, yeah, you can listen. Give him
the
it's okay, it's also fine. Just you hear the words. Hodenachas kami de Rabba, fourth line. Somebody is davening. Somebody was the chazan in Rabba Shul. Shamei Rabba de Amar Emes Emes Rei Zimni. He heard him say Emes twice. Amar Rabba, and I guess he held that you weren't supposed to repeat it. Amar Rabba, call Emes Emes Tafsilahai. He's got the Emes bug, right? He's saying Emes has grabbed him. So the so obviously he didn't think it was correct. Amar Rab Yosef. So now the Gemara is going to talk about saying the third parsha of Kriya Shema at night. Saying Vayomer at night. Not everybody said the whole parsha at night. A few days ago, we had Tosfos that referred to this. When we spoke about Arucha and Katsara, Tosfos referred to this Gemara. Amar Rav Yosef Kama Ma'al Yahash Maitza. Rav Yosef says the following line is a great line. The Chiyasa Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda came Ami B'Marava. You know what? In Eretz Yisrael, they don't say the complete parsha of the third parsha. Arvis, you know what they do at night? They say the first line and they say the last line. So I'm only a baya my mal yusa. Why is that so great? That's wrong. V'hamar of kahana marav lo yaskil. Rav says that you don't have to start saying the beginning of the parsha because after all the ikur is the last line. And yishal mukechem jerseisi yaschem eres mitzrayim. It's all about yitzias mitzrayim. That's why we say the third parsha. So really you don't have to say the beginning. But v'im hiskil gomer. But once you're starting to say vayomer, you got to go straight through. You know you can't have any breaks. V'chitema ay. If you want to tell me v'yamarta aleim lo ahavi haschala. No, maybe it's not considered yet you started. Because what is it? Tabeo b'nei Yisrael b'yamartel lehem? That's like an introduction. But asul lehem tzitzis, that's the beginning. So maybe b'yamartel lehem is not enough of a haschala. So says Rav Kahana. No, Rav didn't say that. V'amar Rav Shul bar Yitzchak amar Rav. Tabeo b'nei Yisrael lo ave haschala. B'yamartel lehem ave haschala. No, b'yamartel lehem is a haschala. So how could they skip? How could they jump to the last line? So that's why Rav, who is this? Rav Kahana didn't like this skipping. Amar Papa, Ksavri b'Marava, v'yamarta liyam nami lo aviaschala. Ad Amar Basalam Tzitzis. So Papa says, you know what? In Marava, in Eretz Yisrael, they must have assumed that that was not a haschala until you said the words v'asulahem tzitzis. Amar Abaya, Hilkach. So what do we do? What do we do? Hilkach anan askule maschilina tochamaschil b'Marava. So we learned something from Marava, from Eretz Yisrael. They started. So we learned that we're not supposed to just say the last line of Kriya Shema. That's why, even though Tzitzis is not knowing good night, and we only want to say we're only interested really in the last line, but we start with the beginning. V'kiva das chilinon migrana migabridan. And once we start, then we continue and finish. Tahamar av yokana maravol yaschav v'mhiskel gomer. Because we do paskin that once you start, and we paskin, this is a haschala, so then you have to go straight. So that is why we go straight here. The Rishonim here deal with the little question of, you know, we had a few days ago on the Yudeis Mabeis the concept of Kopsuka de Lopaski Moshe and Anlo Paskina. You know, we don't make it our separate parishes. We're not going to spoke about the Kiddush on Shabbos, right? Whether you're supposed to say start with Al Kain, whether you're supposed to start with Yom HaShishis in the middle of a Pasuk. So there are different ways that the Achronim get out of that. But the Rashba here asks, you know, what was my Rabbi talking about? You know, what are they doing? We don't do it. But if you want to look, the Rashba here discusses that problem. Okay. Chia barav amar, amar ani Hashem alkechem, tzarech lomar emes. Lo amar ani Hashem alkechem, eino tzarech lomar emes. So Chia barav says, once you say ani Hashem alkechem, you have to continue and say emes, like we said above, there can't be a break, and Mepharshim explained, it means you go straight, v'emuna or v'yativ, let's say it's v'emuna at night, and you have to mention everything else that we mentioned earlier that comes up in v'yativ v'nachon and v'emuna. Tzias Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsuf, Makas Bechorus. Well, Amar ani Hashem alkechem, eino tzarech lomar emes. But if you didn't say that last line, you don't have to say, if you didn't say that ani Hashem alkechem, you don't have to say, continue to do the emes, to go to the next paragraph. But the Gemara asked an obvious question, v'haboilad kriyas tzias Mitzrayim. What do you mean you don't say the last line? The last line is the ikur of the Kriya Shema. Right? It's ani Hashem alkechem, v'shar tzias tzias chamer Mitzrayim. So of course you have to say that last line. So the Gemara says, no, maybe you kind of made up your own tefillah. To Amar Hachi, Modi Manachnu Lach, this is what you said. Modi Manachnu Lach, thank you Hashem Elokeinu, Shehusi Sanam Eretz Mitzrayim, Upti Sanam Eves Avadim, and you redeemed us, V'yasisa Lano Nisim Ugruos Al Hayam, and Yidgur Es Kriyas Yamsuf, V'sharnu Lach, and we sing to you. And Rashi says, V'sharnu Lach is, you have to add in, V'yichabocha Malchus Charobanecha, Gol Yisrael, V'hashkivenu. So Therefore, there is a way, okay, we don't do this halacha l'maisa, but there was a way, at least bezman haGemara, to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim, even in a way other than the third parsha of Kriyat Shema. Okay, we're up to the two dots. There were three parts to the Mishnah on Daf Yud Gimel. The first part was the beginning of the parak on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. First, the Mishnah had the line about kibin libo, kibin likro yatsa, and lo kibin libo lo yatsa. Part one. Part two, the second part of the Mishnah was about what we just discussed, bein aprakim, beemsa, hefsekim. That's how we got into the whole discussion about hefsek, of by halal and megillah. That was part two of the Mishnah. Part three of the Mishnah was the order of the parshios. Rabbi Shua ben Karcha, if you remember, had said that we say the first parsha first before the second parsha, because the first parsha is Kabbalas al Alcha Shemayim, and the second parsha is Kabbalas al Mitzvos, it's all about Schar Onesh. And then the second parsha is before the third parsha, because the second parsha is all mitzvos, and the third parsha and is noig by Yom Balayla, and the third parsha is about, which is Iker, about tzitzis, is only noig by Laila. Those were the reasons that the Mishnah gave for the order of our parshios. Now the Gemara is going to give other reasons for that order. Two dots. Amar Rav Shimon Karcha Lama Karma Parsha Shema. Bechulu. Tanya. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai Omer. Shema Yochai said, V'din hu sheyachtim Shema Levahayim Shemoa. It makes sense that Shema, the first parsha, comes before Vahayim Shemoa. Why? Shezel Lumod V'zel Alamed. Because the first parsha, there's a sequence. The first parsha mentions Limud, Lilmod. It says V'dibartabam. And the second parsha mentions Lalamed. It mentions V'limatem Osamas B'nechem. Right? Therefore, the first parsha is learning. The second parsha is teaching. You got to learn first and then to teach. And then the Gemara, then Rav Shur Bayachai says, V'chayim Shema L'vayomer, and the third parsha also makes sense, Shezel Lomod, Zel Olamed, that the second parsha is teaching, V'zel Asos, that the parsha is doing. So it makes sense, there's a sequence. Learning, teaching, doing. So Gemara says, 1 second, up to Shema Lomod, Ispe L'Olamed, L'Asos, Lesbe? What do you mean? The first parsha has all three. The first parasha has all three in it. V'haksiv v'shinantem, that's learning. That's also v'shinantem u'banecha, which is also teaching. Ukshartam u'chsavtam, tefillin mezuzah, that's actions. So what do you mean the first parasha only is learning? The first parasha is learning and teaching and doing.
I have a question. Why does it make sense learning, teaching, doing? Why not learning, doing, teaching? So if you learn something, shouldn't the logical next step be to do it?
Okay, but I'm saying, in a certain sense, yes. Lomod abanas lasos, we have that concept, the end of the first parak of Baba Kama. But I guess it's assuming that, like, action is the ultimate, the final stage of doing a mitzvah. You learn about it. You could have said otherwise. I agree. We're going to reject it in a minute anyway. Vesu asked the Gemara, 1 second. V'hayim shemoa lomod hu deispe v'lasos lespe. Also, the second parsha we said is teaching, and the third is doing. What do you mean? The second parsha also has doing. Also has ma'aseh mitzvos. V'haksiv u'kshartem u'chsavtam. Right. Tefillin and mezuzah is also in the second parsha. So, Ela Hachikama, really, this is what Rav Shimon Bar Yochai meant to say. It's not an issue of sequence. It's an issue of chashivus. V'dinu shetaktim shema levayim shemoa. It's good that Shema comes first. Why? Because Shema has all three. Shezel lilmodu lilami v'lasos. Shema has learning and teaching and doing. V'hayim shema levayomer, second before the third. Why? Because at least Shema, v'hayim shemoa has two. Shezel yishba lilmodu v'lasos. V'yomer ein v'ela lasos v'bad. So forget, it's not about sequence. It's about Vahafta has all three aspects, Vahaya has two aspects, and Vayomer has one aspect. Wonderful, beautiful. Those are the reasons for the order of the parashiyos of Shema. But the Gemara says, 1 second. The tape claim of Shubin Karcha. We already had reasons in the Gemishnah. We already had a beautiful reason. This is Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim, and then Kabbalah Sol Mitzvos, and then only Noig Balayla. So what was wrong with those Mitzvos? So my answer is Chadav Ot Ka'amar. Really, it's just giving an added one. Chada, one set of reasons is Kadeshi Kabbalah Ol Malchus Shemayim Tchila. The first reason is that you first see Kabbalah Ol Malchus Shemayim V'yakar Kabbalah Ol Mitzvos. That's all the first reason. V'od, now Rosh Hashanah is adding, Bishud De'isba Hani Mili Achra Naisa, that there's also these added reasons. Right, it's not reject, it's not arguing, but it's saying this is also another set of reasons. Okay, let's continue. Rav Mashi Yadei, Rav got up, he washed his hands, Vikara Kriyashma Vanak Tvilin, Vitzali. Right, so Rav one time did a Tilas Yadayim in the morning, he said Kriyashma, he put on his tfilin and he davened. So asks the Gemara, unusual. He said Kriyashma before he put on his tfilin? How could Rav do this? Somebody is digging a grave, let's say foyer. Because in the olden days, the Gemara talks about this in a number of places. They didn't just have graves, but they had like a big rock that they put on top of a hole, and you take off the rock and you go in, and then there's like a family room. there's like a place to put each of the kvaras, each of the aronos, like six places in the wall where they used to put the aronos. It was a communal burial room. So that's a kuch. So a chover kuch lameis, if somebody is digging this kuch for a mace, bekever, pater, mekriyashim, and tefillim, and that's filling. When we call mitzvot hamaris patoros, he's pater from all mitzvos. Right? This is the concept that we had earlier on daf, yud, aleph, osik b'mitzvah, pater minam mitzvah. For if you're osik in one mitzvah, you're pater. He giyat man kriyashma, but once man kriyashma comes, ola v'notel yado, ube niach tefillin, v'kori kriyashma muspalo. Right? But once this man kriyashma comes, you have to go, you have to wash your hands, you got to put on tefillin, and say kriyashma daven. So one second, before we ask the kasha on Rav, the Gemara says, hagufa kasha. But this brisa seems to have an inner contradiction. Reisha, the first line, Amar says pater. The first line says that if you're in the middle of this, you're pater from saying kriyashma. Don't have to worry about anything. The Sefer Chayev, the second line says, and when this man comes, you go up and you daven. What do you mean? We just said you don't have to daven. So we just don't, what's going on within the brisa itself? So the Gemara says, halo kasha. Sefer betray bereisha b'chad. No, the second line is talking about a case where you have a friend doing it with you. So you can take turns. One of you could be busy with this and the other one could say kriyashma, then you switch. So if it's possible to do it, then you don't have to patur both sacred mitzvah. But the first line is where you don't have a choice, so you'd be patur. Fine. But mikol makom kasha l'rav. But what do you mean? But it's still a kasha l'rav, because Rav said kriyashma before he put on his tefillin. But this brisa says he's supposed to put on your tefillin first. So the answer is Rav, Rav Yishua bekarcha svirolei. No, Rav holds like Rav Yishua bekarcha. Why? Because Rav Yishua bekarcha said, da'amar o machlo shamayim t'chil v'achakach o mitzvos. Because Rav Yishua bekarcha said that the first parasha is about o machlo shamayim, and the second one is about o mitzvos, so therefore you know that you first you makabal machlo shamayim, and then you do the mitzvos. That's what the Gemara says. So some of you might be bothered by the next question of the Gemara. One second. Rav Yishua bekarcha never said that you should say kriyashma before doing the mitzvos. Rishon Bekarcha was just saying why one parsha should be said before the other parsha. He wasn't talking anything about doing mitzvos. He said this is more significant because it talks about doing mitzvos. But Kriya L'Asiya Mishamislei, Rishon Bekarcha never spoke about this. He didn't relate to this fact. Kriya Shma Tefillin. He didn't talk about that. So what do you mean, Rav holds like Rishon Bekarcha? Visu, and also a further question. Mi sab like Rishon Bekarcha? I'll bring you another story where Rav did the opposite. The Ha'amar of Chia Barashi, Zidin Sagiyin, many times, Havikim Nakami to Rav, right, I was in front of Rav, Umaktim, Umashi Yadei, and what did he do? He got up, he washed his hands, Umivarech, and he said, Birch as a Torah, Umas Nilon Pirkin, and he learns, Umanach Tfilin, and then he put on his Tfilin, Bahadakar Kriyashma. So you see from the story that he learned before he said Kriyashma. So you see, he doesn't hold like Rav Yishua Bekarcha, even if you want to say that he holds like Rav Yishua Bekarcha, that the first, first you do kriyashma, then you do mitzvahs that he already learned beforehand. So you see, he did a maisa mitzvah before saying kriyashma. So he doesn't know like Rabbi Shua Bekarcha. V'chi teiman, if you want to answer, b'delo matazman kriyashma. No, that case is different. Why did he put on tefillin first? Because the zman kriyashma, why did he learn first? Because the zman of kriyashma didn't come yet. No, v'mkein maisa dusid Rabbi Chiya Barashi. Then what's the chiddush of this whole, many times I saw Rav do this. What is he telling us? It must be that he's telling us that he was able to learn before he put on tefillin. Isn't that the chiddush that he's telling us? So the Gemara answers no. Mimanda Allah fuke, mimanda amar, lebish dein sorach lavarech. No, the chiddush that he's telling us about Rav is that Rav made a bracha when he was masni, when he learned Mishnah. La fuke kamashalon da afla Mishnah and nami sorach lavarech. We had earlier, dafid alva mabez, the different opinions what you have to say brachas haTorah on. So one of them is that you only have to say it on Tanakh. You don't have to say it on Medrash. In other words, said yes, Medrash, but not Mishnah. So maybe the chiddush that he was telling over the story is that Rav said you have to say Birchas HaTorah even on Mishnah. Fine, but still Kashal Rav. Mikol Makom Kashal. We still have not answered our question. The question was that in the first story, Rav said Kriyashma before putting on Tefillin, and the other story he didn't. So what's the shot? So my answer is Shluchahu Da'avis. No, Rav was just worried that the Shliach wasn't going to come. He didn't know if he was going to get his Tefillin. So because he didn't know if he was going to get his tefillin or not, that's why he said kriyashma. But for sure, if he knew that he was going to get his tefillin, he would have waited and put his tefillin on first. One more line. Omar Ula, kolakori kriyashma below tefillin, filu made edus sheker ba'atzmo. If somebody reads kriyashma without tefillin on, it's as if he's being edus sheker, he's being giving testimony falsely about himself. Ba'atzmo, machlokas, whether it means about Hashem or about himself, let's assume about himself. But right, because he's saying with his mouth, ukshartem, ultotafos beninachan, he's not wearing them. Amr Rabbiya Baraba, Amr Rabbi Yochanan, ti'ilu kikriv ola below mincha v'sevach below nesachim. One more line. It's not just as a sheker, but as if you brought a carbon improperly. You brought an ola without the accompanying flour, or without the accompanying wine. What's the difference between these two opinions? So Rabbeinu Yonah says that Is it, when you wear tefillin, when you say Krishna without tefillin, is it that you did a mitzvah properly, you just have an added avera? You wore it, you wore the tefillin, which is fine. But you were also made a shaker, that's the first day. You wore the tefillin, but you just also did an avera. Or no, is it that your hanukkah tefillin has a problem with it, inherently? You didn't do a proper mitzvah itself. So that's the second opinion, that you brought the carbon, but not completely. And that's, look at Rashi now. With those two opinions, we appreciate Rashi. Rashi says, the last line of Hikrib, the Eino Makayim, Eino Gomer Es HaMitzvah. That's what Rashi says the second day is. Ola B'lomincha means Eino Gomer Es HaMitzvah. You didn't do it completely. The first day it says you did it, but there's a side problem. You did a mitzvah and an avera. But according to the second day is that you didn't even do the mitzvah properly. Because it's made in the Sheker Ba'atmo, so it's a problem within the Hanukkah Tefillin itself. Okay, let's stop here. Hashem will... Okay, could be better. Could be better. What? Okay, so that's not... We pass the tefillin, there's lots more tefillin.